I have a list of colleagues that you can see who they are. And basically, this research is based on the research of one of my PhD students, Sargenia Jampala, and my other colleagues, Manuelke and Dr. Amy Wong, and Professor Frank Dennis, are other colleagues. Infection and control of infection is one of the major problems that we are facing, and there are lots of medical devices that is used in human being a catheter, being all different type of material that goes inside body or use on human body, that is very important to make sure that they are sterile and they are not causing infection and they are working against infection. Therefore, there are many different ways to achieve that one. Covalent coating is one, polyelectrolyte layers is another one, and self-assembled monolayers another one. Our objective is to use plasma-enhanced synthesis and the position of bacterial side of quaternary ammonium macromolecule layers. Why we use plasma? Plasma is a soup of many different things, such as electrons, ions, radicals, free, you know, radicals, and different fragments that they are, excuse me, they are there. It's a very versatile system that you can use. The bonding energy for plasma is in a way that it can break many molecular bonds and reform it inside the plasma, and it gives very, very strong bonding for future treatments. When macromolecules are created on the surface, there is a very low, actually, this is supposed to be not bleachable, low leachable. They don't leach out. I just see the mistake. And ability to coat complex, objects. And whatever comes out is sterile in nature. Therefore, you don't need to re-sterilize it again. We are using, quaternary ammonium compound, and usually, all of them have a very strong nitrogen, cation that is important for us, and they do have a very big, relatively big hydrophobic alkyl chain, and the alkyl is not recorded.
No, it's. The timer, I just gave you a few minutes extra time.
That's fine. I don't complain. And there is a big, hydrophobic alkyl chain that acts as a starch and it breaks the cell membrane. The advantage of it is that it's covalently bonded to the substrate. It has low toxicity or no toxicity at all if it's not leaching out, and is more durable, and bacteria do not develop a resistance to it because it's assumed that it's a sword that the microbes comes and hit and bingo, go away. This is the kind of a system that I'm talking about. Assume that this is the fabric or any other substrate, and these are the chains that we have put over there. And then the microbe comes and is what I call fatal attraction. The positive and negative charge will draw the microbe toward this sword and break it apart. So the first step is functionalization, and we are using different nitrogen containing groups in here. And let me go back to previous slide. And we are generating different type of amine groups at the surface. So we have used different organic precursors such as ethylene diamine, acrylonitrile, and acetonitrile. The plasma processing parameters are such as 40 kilohertz RF plasma. And we have also used 13.56 megahertz. We have used continuous and pulse mode to see what we can get. We have tried it on cotton, filter paper, and stainless steel to see on different type of objects how this type of reactions is working. And then we have characterized the surface using electron microscopy, ESCA, FTIR. We have used different type of chemical derivatization techniques and contact angle measurement and atomic force microscopy. When we use high-resolution ESCA, we were looking for the carbon-nitrogen bond that at 285.6 EV, that was the corresponding bond that we were looking for. And this one, another high resolution of ESCA, showing the carbon-nitrogen bond presence after continuous or, continuous versus pulse plasmas and at 40 kilohertz versus 13.56 megahertz, all of those things, different type of plasma system. We look at the FTIR. And here also we were trying to find the presence of nitrogen that we have bonded to the surface. So in part that we did the plasma functionalization, we find out that plasma treatment generated reactive nitrogen functionalities, such as amine and amines, and chemical derivation with trifluoromethylbenzaldehyde and fluoroscamine confirmed the absence of primary amine groups, mainly were amines and imines. Higher concentration of amine groups in the films were deposited at 13.56 megahertz, so the most of our study has been done on that one. And contrary to what we believe, that if you pulse the plasma, you could generate higher amount of films and those things or nitrogen compounding groups on the surface, we could not do that. The pulsing did not help. Ethylene diamine plasma film deposited at 13.56 megahertz in continuous wave mode generated the highest density of amine secondary and tertiary amine groups. That's the reason that we continued with that later on with that system. If you're working with a stainless steel, we use the type of stainless steel that is used in medical devices and implant inside the human body. So we use that type of things. So you cannot put organic material over there. So what we had to do is we had to use oxygen plasma. Then we used the HMDSO plasma on the metallic surface. And here we have created different type of intermediate layers that after that, when we are using ethylene diamine plasma, you can generate surfaces that has different type of amine groups. So this is the second part, with when you are using alkyl halides in here to generate different type of functionalities. So in the cartoon ways of looking at it, this is the process of a stainless steel and oxygen plasma and HMDSO. The surface that is created, and then when you add ethylene diamine, this is the surface. Although we showed it as yellow, but the surface of the cotton fabrics or other material was not yellow. It's just for showing it to be more obvious. And then when you treat it and methylate it, when you have the compounds in here, that's the way that we have done it, and we showed the presence of nitrogen groups in here, in methylated and in hexylated and ethylene and diamine plasma after different groups. We look at the amount of nitrogen carbon that was generated from 0.6 to 5.56 and 0.5 for methylated. I don't know if you can read the methylated ones in here because it was shown in yellow, is a little bit pale. So high resolution ESCO again shows the presence of the nitrogen carbon bonds that we were looking at. When we look at the AFM, untreated one versus the oxygen and HMDSO treatments and ethylene diamine plasma and hexylated and subsequently methylated compound is shown in here. So we started with a contact angle of 60, and then after HMDSO went to 109, and then when you put ethylene diamine, the surface becomes so hydrophilic, become the contact angle become 11, and then it increases when you put when you hexylated or methylated, become 51 as a contact angle. So we did antibacterial evaluation with AATCC test method 100 for cellulosic surfaces, and we used similar method for stainless steel. We look at Staph aureus and Klebsiella pneumoniae as a gram-positive and gram-negative germs, and we use stainless steel filter paper and cotton fabrics. So when you look at the bacterial cider efficiency, you will see that when is quaternized stainless steel surfaces kills at least 99.9% of Staph aureus. That was a tremendous amount for us, in 24 hours, of course. And then for pneumonia, we have a kill rate of 98%. That was achieved. If you look at the bactericidal filter papers, and you will see that we use a similar type of a system as I described before, and we achieve 98.7% and 96% relatively for the Staph aureus and Klebsiella pneumoniae treatments. The influence of contact time on bactericidal efficacy of the quaternized stainless steel is shown in here. As you see, it starts at the first hours that you are treating the, you're starting the test, and in 4 hours was totally killed. We get all bacterials killed. In respect to pneumonia, we had a kill for 6 hours, and then to 9 hours, and then after that there wasn't much change. The surface of cotton was also treated the same ways, and we have put different type of chain lengths to see what is the effect of chain lengths is 1, 4, 6, 12, and 18, to see if we increase the chain, the length of the hydrophobic section, what will happen. And in this part, you are seeing the effect of the chain lengths and bacterial efficiency. And you are seeing that in for alkylation, 6 was the right one. And alkylation and methylations, you see in this one that, again, the chain length of 6 was pretty good. So you don't want to go much further than that one. I'm sorry, I caught a cold a few days ago and still, a few weeks ago, and still I'm trying to get rid of the cough. So intermediate HMDSO plasma film stabilized the quaternary ammonium groups on metallic stainless steel surfaces. Quaternary ammonium groups were successfully grafted on stainless steel and filter paper surfaces and cotton that is missing in here. High bactericidal efficacy was obtained from quaternized non-porous stainless steel and porous paper surfaces against gram-positive Staph aureus and gram-negative Klebsiella pneumoniae. Quaternized SS surfaces decrease the Staph aureus counts by 3 logs, and then quaternized surface were less effective against Klebsiella pneumoniae than Staph aureus. If you look at this one, is a cartoon of showing how these levels are made, and then when the bacteria is coming and hitting the sort and how is breaking. So the bacteria is coming and is enough just to start to break them, but the negative charge of the bacteria and a positive part of the quaternary ammonium compound will be doing the fatal blow. So basically that's it. In this one we are showing different type of chain lengths that we have used in order to achieve here alkylation and methylation are also shown. So hexyl chains were optimal in their bactericidal against Staph aureus, and dodecyl chains were optimal in their bactericidal activity against Klebsiella pneumoniae. Bacterial efficacy of quaternized surfaces first increases and reaches a maximum and then decreases with alkyl chain lengths when you change the, So subsequent methylation to reaction with alkyl bromides increase the overall potency in all surfaces that we did. Quaternized cellulosic surfaces with hexyl chain were found to be with optimal activity against Staph aureus and Klebsiella pneumoniae. The number of quaternary groups were also responsible for the differences in bactericidal efficacy, activity of the structures from ESCO result. So in conclusion, we can say that we have successfully developed a novel route to coat surfaces with high bactericidal quaternary ammonium groups. We have optimized the antibacterial activity of functionalized surfaces against gram-positive Staph aureus and gram-negative Klebsiella pneumoniae, and we have to work on that one. We have reduced the kill time to 4 hours, and we have to work and improve the system to reduce the kill time to 1 hour, and our aim is to be less than 1 hour. So one of the advantages that I wanted to emphasize on this system is that this system is stays over there, is not depleting because they are covalently bonded to the surface of cotton, surface of a stainless steel, surface of any surface that you want to put on it. And since it's covalently bonded, is not coming out, therefore is not contaminating, it doesn't cause allergy, and is not based on chlorine compounds or other compounds that now we are trying to get away from. So with that one, thank you for your patience. Appreciate that.
The paper is open for discussion. Was the idea of the stainless steel just to demonstrate that you could put it on anything?
No, actually, we wanted to use this system for implants. So, because we used a type of a system that it can stay in human body without having any problem. So HMGSO is not causing any problem. You know, silicon compound doesn't leach, it doesn't cause any problem. Also, when you are putting amine groups, when they are attached covalently bonded and they are not leaching out, they are not causing any problems. So our idea is that plasma is one of the rare systems that can even treat inside the catheters, you know. So systems that are very difficult in conventional chemistry to be treated, you can treat it with plasma. So this system also prevents biofilm formation. So it can be used in areas for food processing and those things, because lots of food processing systems, they are using the stainless steel. But we use a type of a stainless steel that you use in medical devices that is implanted in human body.
Repeat the question.
Is durability for fabric, cotton fabrics or others, how many cycles they are doing? No, we have not done durability tests yet. But what we have done is we have cleaned the surfaces with ultrasonic treatments, cleaned them a few times with ultrasonic, rather than using the actual laundry test that is done by AATCC test methods. For example, if you have a stainless steel, you know, how do you launder them the same way that is done by AATCC test method? Therefore, what we did was done under that condition and a couple of times of cleaning with ultrasound, the material were there, were not removed, and we got the same type of results. Quince?
The lipids forming on stainless steel, do they form a monolayer, you think, maybe? And if so, you mentioned you had AFM. Have you tried to look at the surface with AFM?
The thickness of the film?
Well,
that was sort of like my question too. How much add-on do you have? Do you have enough for a continuous monolayer, especially on the stainless, but also on the fabric?
Are you talking about, for example, is it a continuous film or the pinholes? You know, that's what.
Or is it right. just a mean here and one here with a lot of space between them?
Our study showed that with plasma we could create a pinhole-free surface. So it means that you put a lot of them on the surface that actually we call them pinhole-free you know, there is not, we, in another word, we have not deposited islands, is uniform macromolecular structures. Make sense?
No, islands. He hasn't made islands.
We haven't made islands, you know, is a big macromolecular structures that goes everywhere, you know, rather than being island here and there, you know.
But every molecule is attached to the substrate. They're not attaching to each other.
We have to do more study on that one in order to say that, we find a very good carbon to nitrogen ratio that shows that there are lots of material over there, but they are connecting with each other and the substrate.
So everything touches the substrate.
Everything attaching to itself and the substrate. You get combination when you work with plasma. You cannot say that there is no two molecules that they are attaching to each other before they attach to the substrate. I cannot make that remark.
Any more questions? We have plenty of time if you want.
Well, thank you for your time and patience.
Thank you for your time.
Sure.